In Congress this morning, an Interior Department nominee got the brunt of Senator Lisa Murkowski's displeasure over a string of decisions by Secretary Sally Jewell limiting development in Alaska. The latest, announced on Friday, cancels future offshore lease sales in the Arctic and lets existing leases expire. As APRN's Liz Ruskin reports, Murkowski used a confirmation hearing as a forum to voice her frustration.
Murkowski, as chairman of the Energy and Natural Resources Committee, has a pretty big gavel to pummel the Interior Department with. Her committee oversees that department. Nominees for high office at Interior and other departments have to clear her committee en route to Senate confirmation. On this occasion, with three nominees from Interior and three from Energy before her, Murkowski wasn't shy about tying the nominees to their bosses and declaring favorites. The senator says she likes Energy Secretary Ernest Moniz.
He works with us, he listens to us, and I think that he deserves to have a team in place to support him. Unfortunately, I'm not able to say the same when it comes to the Secretary of the Interior.
Murkowski homed in on Kristen Saari, the nominee to be Assistant Secretary of the Interior for Policy Management and Budget. And she said a touch of flu probably saved her from tougher treatment. Murkowski went through a list of her complaints about the department, which she says is responsible for a deteriorating regulatory environment that thwarts development and was a factor in Shell's decision to give up on Arctic drilling.
So if you're an Alaskan and you're reading the headlines, you have to wonder, what's going on within Interior? Why do they have it out for us?
Saari, who is already working in the policy office at Interior, says the department isn't against Arctic development. And like the senator, the nominee's voice is also tinged with illness.
Let me just first start by saying really quickly that Alaska is incredibly important, obviously, to energy production in this country, and the safe and responsible development in the Arctic is an important part of that picture.
But we're not seeing it coming out of the administration.
I was not involved in either of the decisions announced on Friday.
Saari says the offshore leasing decisions came from the bureaus lower down the organizational chart. Murkowski pressed on, but Saari continued to say she wasn't responsible for the decisions Murkowski objects to. Dozens of nominations are pending in Congress. Senators sometimes hold them hostage by the fistful to extract concessions from a president. Murkowski didn't say whether she'd block the nomination. Even if she did, Sarah Binder, a fellow in governance studies at the Brookings Institution, says it's unlikely to cause the Obama administration to reverse course. But Binder says it does allow Murkowski to plant a flag on the issue.
She's taking a position, right? And senators get rewarded for being on the right side of issues, even if they can't get the outcome that they want.
A Murkowski spokesman says the senator will wait for more information before deciding how to vote on Saari's confirmation. In Washington, I'm Liz Ruskin.